When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Armoire. I love Armoire because they make clothing rentals super easy. You can build the perfect summer wardrobe with brands that are both unique, sustainably sourced, and owned by women. All you have to do is take the style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet, and they'll ship them straight to your door. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/blessed. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/blessed to get up to 50% off your first month and never have to worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today, Armoire. I 100% vouch for Armoire because they came along at the right time. As you guys know, I'm pregnant, and one of the most annoying things is not being able to fit my clothes, but also not wanting to buy new clothes for only a few months in my life. And then they just get boxed up in the garage until, you know, if I ever decide to have a baby again. But thanks to Armoire, I'm able to build out my maternity wardrobe, have clothes that fit, that are comfortable. I can still be fly and I don't have to keep them. So definitely try out Armoire today and let them know that I sent you.
El drama de los impuestos ya empezó.
Ya no, porque Boost Mobile te da gratis un Samsung Galaxy A23 5G cuando te cambias y con el poder de las redes 5G más grandes del país.
No más drama. ¿Qué será de mí?
Cámbiate a Boost y llévate un Samsung Galaxy A23 5G gratis.
Oferta por tiempo limitado, solo nuevos clientes, disponible en ciertas redes. El servicio 5G no está disponible en todas partes. Un dispositivo por línea excluye impuestos. Aplican restricciones adicionales. Visita una tienda para detalles.
Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This episode is sponsored by The Planner. This planner was created by Anchor Media and it takes the guesswork out of building a profitable podcast. The planner is a hybrid between a planner and a workbook that's designed to help you transform your show or launch your show as a lead generation machine that makes both impact and income. If you've been following Anchor Media on Instagram, then you've seen the reels, you've seen people getting these beautiful boxes to their doorsteps and doing unboxing and all of these wonderful things. But it's not only a beautiful planner, but it's very thorough and very efficient. So if you go to anchormedia.com/planner, you can check out all of the details. You can watch a video where I unbox it and show you everything that's included. What I love is not only do you get the physical product, but you also get access to a digital suite with all of the online things that accompany the planner. So for example, some things are just better online, like spreadsheets, calculators, documents, all of those templates and things of that nature. They're just better to have electronically. So you get access to that, plus a free marketing class that I did not too long ago for podcasters. So you get all of that by purchasing the planner. Just go to anchormedia.com/planner. Now for today's bonus episode, this is actually a video. It's not on my YouTube yet. It'll be up soon enough, but I'm posting it here on the podcast first. And this is for all of those people who find yourself feeling the pressure of what God has called you to do, feeling the pressure of managing all of the hats that you have. It's a revelation that I got as I'm continuing to write my book. And I believe that this will really bless a lot of you guys. and allow you to recognize the privilege of being positioned, as well as the privilege that we have when we're truly allowing God to have his way and we get out of the way. So without further ado, here is your bonus episode, and I will see you guys later this week. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. Make sure that you hit subscribe, like, click the notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. Quick plug, I am wearing our God is My CEO sweatshirt. You can go to blessedandbossedup.com to look at all of our merch. We have mugs, we have sweatshirts, we have t-shirts, all of the things. We have them that say God is my CEO, as well as the other phrase that we have called busy producing wealth. I love this sweatshirt. This is like my go-to. So we get a lot of great reviews about the quality. You can wash it a bunch of times. I've washed this maybe about 3 times so far and nothing's peeling. I love it. It's amazing. All right, so for today's video, I want to share with you guys a revelation that I got as I'm continuing to write my book. And I'm going to be very quick and straight to the point. I do not want to be long. As I was writing this chapter, I realized the importance of positioning and posture when you want to live a prosperous life. I know that was a lot of P's. I'm going to say it one more time. I realized the importance of positioning and posture when you want to live a prosperous life. In this section, I'm talking a lot about the level of frustration that I had as I was transitioning back into work after having a baby. I'm a first-time mom, a new mom, an entrepreneur. I took a maternity leave, and now it was time for me to get back to regularly scheduled programming. But now, as a mom and with this baby and added responsibilities and everything that I had in my life and I have in my life are blessings, but I needed help, and I was frustrated with my inability to be able to manage the blessings effectively. And I think that's a place a lot of us get to, especially as overachieving, high performing women, is that we look at problems as things that are able to be figured out, right? I was having this conversation with a client of mine and a friend that I feel like I underestimated how difficult the transition was going to be, because I felt like I knew it was going to be difficult, but in my mind, it was like, I'll figure it out, right? But because I've always figured it out, whenever I've encountered a problem, I figure it out. That's what we do as high achieving, high performing women. We figure it out and we solve the problems at hand and we get it done. That's our nature. But what I realized as I was transitioning back into work and just trying to achieve some level of balance is that, first of all, balance is ridiculous. Like, balance is a myth. When I was in corporate America, it was all about work-life balance. But that's not true, right? I'm not a circus act. When you're trying to balance something, if we look up the definition of balance, it talks about the even distribution of weight. Everything in my life is not even. My business doesn't weigh the same in my life as my son. My son doesn't weigh the same in my life as the impact that I want to make in the world. Or my marriage doesn't have the same weight. There is a priority. It's a hierarchy to what I have going on. Like, my relationship with God is number one. My family is number two. Business comes after that. So I was trying to find balance in something that wasn't supposed to be even. And so that was my first problem. And then what I came to the realization of when I was writing this book, what kept me frustrated was my commitment or my marriage to being excellent. And what I realized about myself was that as a recovering perfectionist, I know a lot of y'all can relate, as a recovering perfectionist, I was still bound to perfectionism, but I was trying to wrap it up in a bow of being excellent. And when you real say, you can add a little scripture on top of that and say that, oh, I'm working as if I'm working unto the Lord. But I wasn't doing that. And me trying to be excellent, what I was really trying to do was be perfect and produce things in my own strength, as opposed to adjusting my posture in my positioning so that God's will can be produced in what was going on. And I thought that I was right, but I realized something was off, because I was overwhelmed. I was frustrated. I was feeling like a failure. I was feeling like I was doing God a disservice because
I wasn't able to manage everything. But what was wrong was my posture. I wasn't able to live the prosperous life, and not just in what I was able to accumulate, but in peace of mind and joy and maximum efficiency, which is what I was trying to achieve. I wasn't able to achieve that level of prosperity because my posture was wrong. And I came across, again, the scripture, I think it's 1 Peter 2:9, where it says we are set apart. We are a holy nation. We'll put it here because I don't know it by heart. We'll put it here. But in essence, that scripture is talked about how we're set apart to declare His excellencies. And I was like, whoa, that really struck me, because I was trying to be excellent, but it wasn't my job to be excellent. It's my job to declare God's excellencies. And the shift that needs to happen in that is all in my posture. And so I was doing a deep dive. As I'm writing a book, I'm going deeper into what it means to be excellent and this word excellence. And so as I was reading in the concordance, I had found that a synonym for excellence is fruit.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Fruit, we know fruit. We go to Galatians, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible in John, I think it's 10, he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. You abide in me, I abide in you, and you'll bear much fruit. So I was trying to produce fruit myself, right? Let me make sure I say that right. I was trying to be excellent, which if we use the definition, it's synonymous with fruit. So I was trying to be fruitful. I was trying to be excellent, and I was getting frustrated because my posture was off. I wasn't abiding in God. I was tapping into me. I was tapping into, Tatum, you need to work harder. You need to better prioritize your time. You need to wake up early. You need to stay up late. I was trying to adjust myself and tapping into my inner perfectionist, as opposed to tapping into my inner servant, as opposed to repositioning my posture to abide in God and allowing Him to produce the fruit for me. It's a difference, right? So my overwhelm and my frustrations were symptoms that there was a posture problem and a positioning problem. And when I plugged back into my power source, which is God, and reconnected and attached myself to Him, now I'm able to produce better. I'm able to produce with ease. I'm able to be a lot more efficient. I'm able to be a lot more effective. Now my business is thriving. My marriage is thriving. My son is thriving. All of these things are thriving. I'm not burnt out. I feel good because it's not me that I'm tapping into. It's Him. And I'm just a vessel in which He is able to produce fruit from. So I'm excellent because He's excellent. And everything I'm able to produce is another testimony and an opportunity to declare His excellencies in the world. How awesome is that, right? If we just got out the way and got positioned, how God is able to then truly move and truly, truly flow. Then all the scriptures start to make sense. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. So these are the conditions. And I was trying to produce a prosperous life out of position. Not intentionally, because it's important that we address not only the ways that we intentionally get off track, but the ways that we unintentionally get off track and recognize the symptoms that something is off. So for me, being frustrated, being overwhelmed, feeling like a failure because I felt like I was doing God a disservice because I wasn't as efficient as I knew I could be. These were symptoms that something was off. And it wasn't time to tap into me. It wasn't time to grind harder, work harder, outwork everybody, all of what this grind culture will teach you. It was time for me to tap back into my source. It was time for me to get back into position with my Father. It was time for me to abide in Him and He abide in me so that I could bear much fruit. And so that I can be excellent. Because remember, the definition is telling us that the two go hand in hand. They're synonymous. And that was so good to me because it took the pressure off. And there was a question that I got recently where someone was saying that, like, how do you deal with the pressure of being a generational curse breaker? And a lot of us, we put pressure on ourselves because of the prophecies that we receive. So someone tells us that you're the one that's going to break curses in your family. You're the one that's going to be the curse breaker. You're the one that's going to unlock blessings on your bloodline. You're the one that's going to do all of this. And what's meant to encourage us, was meant to uncover greater purpose that God has for us, was meant to excite us and fuel us for God's destiny, then becomes a heavy burden. Because now we're putting this pressure on ourselves to be this thing. I have to be the one to break these curses off my family. I'm going to be the one that is the first millionaire in my family. I'm going to be the one that's the first college graduate. You may be those things, but you're not the one that's going to produce it in your life. You commit your plans to Him and He establishes them. And so you get rid of the pressure of being the one, by understanding you're not the one that's going to manifest that change. You're not the one that's going to manifest that curse being broken. It's going to be God. Your job is to get into the proper position and to apply that work ethic, that zeal, that enthusiasm to be that thing to whatever part He's calling you to play, if that makes sense. So instead of you carrying that weight on your shoulders of being the one that made it out or whatever, you just tap into God and abide in Him and He in you and obey what He says. So if He just says, I remember a few years ago, God told me to fast every week for a year. And so I chose Mondays, and every Monday for a year straight, I fasted. And so I know that some things happened spiritually for me, for my son, who wasn't even thought of back then, for my children's children, for all of the generations to come. I know some things happen as a result of that, because the Bible says that some things only happen through prayer and fasting. So I know some things happen in the spirit as a result of that, but it's not my job to bear the weight of what that is. It's my job to follow the instruction, which was to fast one day a week for a year. So now when it comes to business, I know that I'm going to be the first of many. I know that I'm a pioneer, that I'm breaking ground, that I'm doing all of that. Because these things are big things and they're heavy, we put them on our shoulders as opposed to leaving them to the God who knows all things, as opposed to we put it on our shoulders and we place it on our back and we allow it to weigh us down and we allow it to be heavy and all of these things, and keeping us frustrated if it's not happening fast enough, or keeping us frustrated because we're putting this pressure on ourselves, as opposed to just getting back in position. There's so much peace of mind in position. It's so much rest in positioning. It feels so good, and it's such a privilege to be positioned. That's a whole podcast. There is privilege in being positioned, because now I am able to produce and see so much fruit in my life, not have to compromise peace of mind for it, not have to be all to everybody for it. All I gotta do is play the part that God gives me to play. And I know what that part is by being in position. He will do everything else. It's so much, you can rest in that. And that, man, writing that chapter in the book is lit. Like, I'm trying to tell y'all, it's going to be a few months before it come out, but I'm trying to tell y'all, like, just working through that blessed me so much. And I know it's going to bless you guys. And I hope that this snippet of me just explaining the revelation I got behind that has really blessed you. So that's it.
That's a wrap, and I will see you guys soon. Bye.
Now that you've taken on that big job, you shouldn't have to settle for the big box. You've earned a trip to Northern Tool, and we're ready for the details. We know all about the little things that make the biggest difference. Maybe that's why they call us a problem solver's paradise. From pressure washers to power tools, pallet jacks to push carts, Northern Tool and Equipment carries the brands you depend on, like Northstar, DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Strongway. We're made for this. Come see us in store or shop online at northerntool.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/post. That's ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter.com/post.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.